Okay, guys, welcome back to Pop Culture Kaiju, where we finna bust in your ear. We are an independent weekly podcast where we pretty much just talk about shit that we enjoy, pop culture related, whatever. Okay, so I know we want to talk about a few movies and stuff that are upcoming, so let's talk about Pixar first. The real Fantastic Four movie.
Cannot wait. I can't wait for Incredibles 2.
Yeah, like, it goes without saying, like, Incredibles is by far, I think, my favorite Pixar movie.
Oh, really?
Well, it's the second one's really close, and that's Toy Story 3. I'm gonna get there. But, like, the first Incredibles was so much fun back in the day.
The only
thing they didn't have is the Human Torch. They replaced it with, like, Dash.
No, well, I mean, technically...
Well, Jack-Jack's
everything.
Yeah, he has a bunch of powers. But, yeah, after, like, it's really close, and they're showing more and more trailers of it. I think they're showing a little too much. Really? That's kind of been a thing lately. Yeah, trailers, I think, just, they release too many. One trailer. Leave it at that.
Yeah.
But from what it seems like... And I do have some things that I'm scared about. I'm super excited for the movie, but I'm scared that the movie, from what I've seen, is going to play a lot like the first movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
Instead of Mr. Incredible, like, doing superhero stuff behind his family's back, instead it's Elastigirl, not behind their back, but it's like she's doing her own thing, and it looks like probably near the end is when they all team up together.
Yeah, which I am worried about. Like, I'm worried about Elastigirl will be... It's too much on the forefront of the whole movie. I mean, I can see the message of it, but, like, I want them all together throughout the whole movie.
Oh, it looks like a lot of the focus is going to be on...
Elastigirl.
Mr. Incredible struggling to...
That's true. Okay,
to
yes.
Be a dad. To be
the same yeah, but dad. I want to see them as superheroes. I mean, yeah, I guess the fun of the
you
movie
You want to see them as a team.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think we're seeing that in the beginning for a while, and then things start to go bad, and then heroes get...
Yeah, perfect. It looks like they're going to have, I'm guessing, like, 5 minutes tops of, like, the Underminer.
Yeah, but I...
The Underminer. Top 10 strongest villains in anime. Yeah.
The Underminer.
But...
Oh, by the way, I'm Josh.
And I'm Jacob.
And I'm Brandon.
But yeah, I'm kind of... I wish it was a time jump, to be honest, in the movie. For Incredibles 2. I was not expecting to start off right after Incredibles 1.
Okay, so yeah. I think it's gonna... Like, they're gonna show stuff with the Underminer, and then it's gonna do a couple years in the future. Is it really just right afterwards?
Have you seen any of the trailers yet?
I don't pay attention to that.
So,
I like to be...
They're the same age. Moment.
Yeah, they look like they have
that's
an age
one,
a day.
Me and Jacob kind of talked about it a little, but we were kind of hoping that there would be like a time skip.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, Elastigirl, Mr. Incredible, and Frozone are kind of older now. And then you have like this kind of like, they're young heroes.
Yeah.
Like, hero maybe like isn't stigmatized anymore, and they can kind of do their own thing.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're not really going to have a lot of opportunity to grow.
Yeah,
like,
not
the
at
first
all.
Movie,
yeah.
They kind of grew, but how are they going to...
And it was a time jump, too, you know? It shows, like, the dynamics of modern family and how the people don't need heroes anymore. You know, it was, like, that message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, the growth of it and such.
I just thought they were going in a different direction with it, especially because, like, the end of the film, I felt like each character kind of, like, grew as a person.
Yeah.
But the way they have this set up in the trailers, I'm like, how are they gonna... Are they just gonna be teaching the same message? What is it gonna be?
And it's literally immediately after the first one, too. Like,
yeah.
Dash is still Dash from the first movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Violet hasn't aged.
Yeah.
They seem a little bit older. Maybe,
Jack-Jack
a year
is still
older.
Jack-Jack.
I don't
yeah.
know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think
Jack-Jack's still a baby.
At most, I think a few months. I don't think it's even gonna be a year.
Yeah.
The way that they look...
I mean, Jack-Jack still crawls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, Jack-Jack's still Jack-Jack.
Hmm.
But, I mean, I still have high hopes for it because it looks just so fun.
I mean, I can't not be excited for that.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, my gripes, like, we're going to see them come together as a team again, like, at the very end
mm-hmm.
with Elastigirl and Mr. Incredible and Frozone.
Ooh.
Mr. ASAP.
I'm excited for the new cool memes we're going to get from this movie.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so true. But yeah, I have high hopes for it.
Oh, I do too. I think it's still going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
The thing is, can it hold the candle to the first? So Pixar's been doing a lot of sequels lately, and they aren't bad. But when you compare it to the first, you're like, it's just not as good.
I don't know. Toy Story 3 like, is so good.
And Toy Story 2 was amazing.
Don't get me started on Toy Story 3. We all wait. but, yeah, it's just... How do I even say it?
Your word's not going to be as good as the first one.
For example, I watched Finding Dory in theaters. I had a lot of fun. It was a good movie. Right?
I wouldn't.
Not open. As good as the first. I have not seen it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Monsters University, same thing.
I still haven't seen
it. Actually, Monsters University is like way weaker than the original, I think. I don't but like Monsters University. It's still not a bad movie.
Yeah.
But I still need to watch it once. Yeah, you haven't even watched it.
I'm glad I watched Finding Dory in my bed. For like $4.
Yeah.
Or what's another sequel? Has it been a good Pixar sequel besides like
Toy Story? We don't speak of the Cars ones.
I don't know why they're pushing it so hard. Isn't there a fourth one coming out or no?
Oh, no. I think it's just a third.
What do you have against Lightning McQueen and Mater?
I have. It shouldn't have a sequel. No. The first one wasn't a bad movie. Again,
I love the first one.
I've seen the first Cars probably like 14 times.
My little brother's favorite movie was Cars 1.
It's a fine movie.
I like Cars 1 a lot.
Yeah. I know both me and Josh, our girlfriends, like Cars the most. I mean, they're wrong, but that's their opinion.
First time I ever
their opinion is wrong.
It's wrong. First time I ever had a hangover, I was watching Cars. I got up and lay down on the couch and it was on and I didn't have the power to move, so I just watched it the whole way through.
Larry the Cable Guy soothe you.
Mater, please, tow this headache away.
You didn't mind your cousin?
Tow away the pain.
Tow away the pain.
What's another good Pixar sequel movie that was good? I love Toy Story 2 and 3. Those were
so
solid
I like them both.
Oh, awesome.
But like in okay, so a couple more things before we like leave Incredibles.
Okay.
Frozone's wife, best character
ever.
Confirmed. To be back.
I'm glad that Disney acknowledges the importance.
They have
of her.
To. Yeah, everyone loves like I am the greatest good. Like, oh my god.
I hope that they don't show her.
No, they can't. They can't show her.
They never show her.
It's the voice.
She's the ultimate being.
Yeah, that's so true.
Was Lilo and Stitch? Lilo and Stitch is Pixar, isn't it?
No.
That's just strictly
Disney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not one of their collabs?
No. I mean, it's just Disney. But
yeah.
Like, there's a misconception that Tangled's Pixar. No, but that's just Disney.
Huh?
Yeah, Tangled's just Disney.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's just...
All those... Because they Princess and the Frog, I think, was the last one, right?
The last 2D.
That they said they were going to 2D.
Yeah.
I really wish they would keep going. But, you know, that's them.
Yeah.
They can do them.
Was Princess and the Frog in 2D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the last
one. That was a good movie.
Was that 2D? I like the music in that movie.
Yeah.
It was all jazzy.
Dude, I don't... What?
It
was.
Fit.
Yeah.
It exactly. fit the area, everything.
It's
I was like,
New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. It was like New Orleans.
It's
yeah.
And then it was Tangled. And that's not, people are like, oh, new Pixar movie. No, it's Disney. It's just Disney animation.
Yeah. And I just want to get this out there. I'm not even going to keep going into detail. Frozen's the worst out of all those. Anyway, we're going to keep going.
Brandon's shooting shots fired.
It doesn't hold a candle to Big Hero 6 and Moana and stuff, in
is
my
that
opinion.
Is Pixar? Big Hero 6?
No.
No, it's Disney, right?
Disney.
Just Disney.
I only know that because of that game on where you
the
Disney Infinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anything else for Incredibles?
I'm just hyped.
I
love the music. The music is so good in that.
Yeah.
That movie, love it.
So, Toy Story 4 comes out next year. It's the last thing they have really kind of like officially set in stone that they're going to release.
Oh, so it's like 100% confirmed.
Yeah, 2019. They have a logo and everything.
Really?
What have they released
about
it? Because I haven't looked at it at all.
The only thing they said is that it's supposed to focus on where Bo Peep went.
I'm out.
Really?
So here's the thing. Toy Story 1 was great.
I
even say it's better than the second. The second one was fun. It was a good movie.
Loved it. I loved that movie.
It had Darth Vader in it.
So sick.
Zurg.
Yeah.
Then they made Toy Story 3.
Yep.
And that is like, it was perfect.
I love Toy Story 3.
It's Andy going to college when all the kids who watched The original are going to college.
The 95 kids.
It ends in him passing his toys on to it, like a girl, mm-hmm. like a young girl. And it, in my opinion, it was like the best way you could probably end a kids story. Movie trilogy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So now they're continuing that, and that ruins the ending.
I don't blame them. It's a cash cow.
Yeah, Disney's Disney. Disney's has really been milking things lately.
They're shekel based.
They've gotten rid of like we just make good films. It's like if you were to be like Studio Ghibli was like, oh, here's Totoro 2. It's like, no way,
dude. No.
Yeah.
This sounds like, you know, those...
I think this is unnecessary. It's going to get all the Totoro. Money. Yeah. My landlord. It's going to get all the money because it's Pixar and it's Toy Story.
Mm-hmm. Damn, it's going to be awesome marketing for that too, you know what I mean?
But it ended perfect.
This like the premise you told me about, it sounds like those B short films of Toy Story. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Like Toy Story Halloween.
Yeah, those are fine because they're just little fun things for kids.
But yeah.
Have you seen Halloween Toy? I haven't.
No, I haven't.
I would be fine with Toy Story 4. Maybe if it wasn't Toy Story 4, but there was just like a different like they tried to do it again. Like, they're following a new generation of kids to go through with movies. But if they're going off of...
But if this is a continuation of them like
Woody... But this is different.
It would have to be after 3.
Yeah.
No.
It's weird.
Is it called Toy Story 4?
Yes.
Oh.
Number 4.
So then you're right. It is like a continuation. It is. Which sucks.
If it was something
where... Because remember in the third one, they were like, rest in peace, Bo Peep. Poured out for the homie Bo Peep.
Poured out for the homie Bo Peep.
But like...
I would have been fine with it if it was following this new... chapter of life where, I don't know, it follows a new kid and it's set for new kids. It's not made for the...
Like, Toy Story Next Generation.
Like, yeah, the grown-ups that watch Toy Story 3 and they're like, oh, this is perfect. This finished my childhood. It would have been fine. Like, that movie's not for them. This is for the new kids coming up.
Yeah, but so kind of like it's not Force Awakens it?
No, if it's about Bo Peep... kids that didn't grow up, like, in the 90s kind of era, or at least early 2000s, cares about Bo Peep?
No, yeah, that's...
I don't think this is actually... It's kind of like... So Disney kind of markets things, and you can tell, like, sometimes they're like, okay, this is also for kids, but it's, you know, like...
Wait, that's what Disney is.
Talking about Bo Peep or continuation to Toy Story at this point, are they really aiming for the kids?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I would have been fine with it if it was that, but it's not doing that at all, because it's going...
Yeah, I get
you. I think out of all of them, this one might do the worst.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it is about...
There's a lot of moviegoers now, but...
I mean, I still gotta give it a chance, because
even
Toy
like
Story.
Me, I grew up with it.
The brand of Toy Story...
It should be something that's amazing to watch.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We'll see.
But I like Josh's premise of it. Like, it should be like a next generation of Toy Story. Yeah, not Toy Story 4.
I'd be fine with it if they were milking it like that.
Me too.
Did more fun, stupid stories with toys, and then some kids grow up...
But this is still gonna be...
But this is focusing on a character that was in the original...
Yeah.
What they need to do is kill Woody.
That would spice it up, you know?
Or, like, just call it, it's a spin-off Toy Story.
Can bring back Ken?
Ken
was great.
Ken was fantastic. I liked
it. He was, like, the best new addition of that movie.
He was so good. I don't like Toy Story 4. I don't like that. Continuation? Spin-off, sure, that's fine. It's whatever.
I'll watch it.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
Which sucks.
Here.
Yeah, I'm still gonna watch it. I'm still gonna be like, I'm in.
I just keep giving Disney my shekels.
Yeah.
As if they don't already have almost a monopoly. They own like 60% of like the movie industry at this point, right?
I think like they own like 60% of Hollywood.
Yeah, I think they actually are going to like court or something about that, aren't they? Like they have to be like talked about. I don't know, I heard something, like, they have too much influence now.
Oh, is it really?
On the market, yes.
I heard Comcast
they
is trying
own
to
way too much.
I heard Comcast is trying to put into play, saying, I want some of that.
Well, they can just go, you know, I don't know, be torn apart as a company. Comcast can go die.
Yeah. But Toy Story.
That's all I really have to say about
it. Yeah, for
there's
Toy
not
Story
much
4.
Release, but do I really care? Not really. Yeah. Will I watch it?
Hell yeah. I'm going to watch it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's our next subject, Brian?
I know we wanted to talk about... Let's talk about Deadpool 2, because that comes out this month.
I am hyped. And have you guys seen any trailers?
I have. I've seen all of them.
You've seen all of them? Okay,
yep.
Cool. I thought it's so funny.
So, yeah.
It looks so good.
I think it's going to be a good movie. It looks funny. The first one was a good movie with, like, It didn't have no crazy budget. It didn't do crazy things, but it had the humor. It felt like a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
So I think that they're going to nail it again being a Deadpool movie.
Which everyone wants. Yeah. You know, and that's going
to... I wish they didn't show so much in the trailers, especially Peter.
Dude, I want
Peter. If you don't know about Peter, like, and you don't want to know, if you want something as, like, a surprise, I would wait.
Okay, yeah.
Because I felt like that would have been a perfect surprise, and they kind of threw it out the window.
Oh, yeah, I love
in the trailer. You know what I mean, though?
I mean, I feel like it's not too big of a...
I guess it depends on how they play the character.
Yeah, like, I...
Like, the character's
can we talk about it? Can we talk about it or no, do you think?
What do you think?
I think we should talk about it.
Yeah, we could talk about it.
Yeah, so I, like, so if you've seen the trailer already, you know that Peter, he joins what's initially, which essentially is the X-Force, you know? And he comes in the audition, he's like, okay, what's your power, Peter? He's all like, I don't have any power, I just saw the ad.
Oh, that guy's Peter.
Yeah,
I was like, what the heck
and
is
then,
Peter?
Yeah.
And you see him jumping out like a badass.
Yeah, he's skydiving and stuff. Like, Deadpool's like, oh, yeah, you're in.
Yeah, he's like, you're in?
It's very Deadpool. Like, it's just really goofy.
It's so
and
good.
You're like, okay, Peter's hype.
The mustache?
Yeah.
And he's
just...
Yeah. And everyone's rooting for Peter to have actually an amazing... Either he actually has the most powerful power out of the team...
They
I want him to have zero powers.
Or he actually, he has no powers, but
he'll
saves
do something.
The fucking
day. He'll do something.
I want him to save the day.
100%.
He just wanted a job.
Yeah, he's there for a job.
I want him to save the day out of all the
I think he will.
I want him to be the clutch character.
Yeah.
He's the secret weapon.
But
comes up, presses a button. I did it.
This is so good. And then...
Terry Crews.
I'm so
Terry
glad
Terry Crews
him.
Is in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Look him up right now.
What's his character's name?
I don't remember who he's playing.
It starts with the B.
I've literally, because in the trailers, they just showed, like, snippets. I haven't looked into it yet.
The only
I know Domino's in it.
I love that actress.
I know, of course, Cable's in it. And Cable's trying to kill the kid.
What do you think?
It's the kid that, I don't remember what his name was, but he's a mutant. And I'm pretty sure he, like, goes, like, nuclear and, like, blows up something. So Cable's trying to stop that from happening by killing the kid now.
Is that a comic book arc, or is there anything in the comic books that you know that that would influence the story?
Depends. I've seen it in places, but I don't know where it originally stems from.
Okay, do you know, like, so answer me, do you know
but
why?
If you got, like, if anyone is watching this and they, like, are like, hey, Brandon, you're wrong about that. No, like, call me out, tell me. I'm pretty dang sure it's the kid that, like, blows up.
Oh, okay. I mean, he does...
Do you know what I'm talking about, Josh?
Yeah, the one that's like a nuke.
Yeah. I think that's who it is.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
So, answer me this. Like, why do you think Cable wants to deliberately, like, so hard trying to kill that little kid?
To stop that event from happening. It's that simple. Because that event's going to lead to something else.
Do you know
I don't know what it's going to lead to.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm wondering. Because I feel like he's... Because Cable is from the future, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering, like, what's the significance of
this? Are they going to mention that he's, like... Scott Summer and Jean's kid?
I don't know. I was curious about
he
that, too.
I mean, I'm sure. I'm wondering if they have to. I mean, like...
I mean, they could make up some other garbage why he exists. Or who he is. Or just say that he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
They don't have
but I think it would be cool to hear. Or, you know, hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Just like your parents or, like...
Yeah, my dad's
making the joke of we don't have the right... We didn't pay for those characters, so we can't mention... Like how they did in the first one. It's like... Weird that X-Men, this mansion is so empty. There's only Colossus and this Negasonic Teenage Warhead is a character that was in one comic, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
One issue, and she dies. She is such a nobody.
And then now she's like
but
a
it
star.
Was, like, that's what made it, I think, funny, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, is that...
So they're not, like, getting the rights to these big characters. Well, maybe Colossus is, like, the biggest one. But you can't imagine, like, he's, like, you know, anywhere close to the price point of, like, getting...
Like Magneto.
Cyclops and Magneto.
Was there no X-Men in the... At least even mentioned in the first Deadpool?
They mentioned... They were like, oh, look at this big house.
I could have sworn he, like, Deadpool...
Because he goes to the Xavier Institute.
And Negasonic Teenage Warhead opens the door. And he's all like, oh, this is a big house. It looks like that... The studio couldn't afford any more X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
He explicitly says those words. It's so funny. Because it's true. Because Deadpool was an underdog movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So,
yeah, so it was a huge hit. They made so much profit off
it.
Was
the number... It was, at the time, the most highest rated R movie before Logan.
Yeah.
Because that's how much money.
Doesn't Deadpool talk about Logan a lot?
Oh, yeah. He keeps mentioning Hugh Jackman. Not Wolverine. Wait. But he has, like, his magazine that had, like, Sexiest Man Alive, and it had Hugh Jackman on the front. And...
Yeah. And in the new trailer of Deadpool, too, in the intro, he's like, from the studios that killed Wolverine.
Yeah.
Is it the...
Wait, what's up?
Is it the end of the Deadpool movie where he goes up and, like, digs Logan out of his grave? Or pretends to?
Oh, I don't freaking
remember. Or was that at the end of the Logan movie? Do you remember that?
Wait, I don't know. What are you talking
about? I don't remember any grave being dug up.
Do you remember? You guys don't remember that?
I remember, like, Logan's grave and being like, they made it an X. They changed his cross to an X. The feels.
But, in Logan,
like,
yeah.
There is a point in...
Deadpool?
In either Deadpool or Logan. At, like, some end credits scene. It was some... I can't... Maybe it was something that was released, like, a teaser for the first Deadpool movie. I don't remember.
Okay.
God, I don't even remember which movie came out before or whatever. But Deadpool went to the grave of Logan, and he had a bunch of the X-Factor juice, and he was about to, like, unbury Logan. Do you guys not remember this? But then he made a joke about it and be like, nah, I'm not going to do it, and then he walked away.
I'd have to rewatch it then. No, that wasn't... I know that's not...
Or that was a bonus thing they added or something.
Yeah, but that was not in either of those movies.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, I think probably like a marketing thing.
But is there anything... else to really say about it? We're excited for it. We're gonna watch it.
Yeah. But is that all? Like I said, I'm not really a comic book reader. But is that all the X-Forces? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
How many are there?
Well, it's like saying like, is that all the X? It's a.
Okay. Gotcha.
Just right. Like, it's a fun nod. They're just gonna get like kind of like the less popular characters because they're easy. They're not expensive.
But they're gonna.
It kind of fits that like joke, yeah.
Yeah, but they're gonna be.
It's the Logan post credit scene. Deadpool comes to his grave.
There's a post credit scene in
Logan. Yes, it was. Yeah, I remember that now.
I didn't even know there's a post.
Because remember, Logan opened to him changing in the. It was like the first ever snippet of.
Well, yeah,
Deadpool
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a post credit scene in Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not.
And Deadpool comes up to the grave.
You're right.
Rips out the X. And then he has X-Factor stuff, and he's about to, like, pull
revive
him out.
Logan.
And then he makes some joke. I can't remember if he left or he was like, I don't know if I'm going to do it or not.
I'm really sad I did not know about that. Yeah. I didn't know it was a post-credits scene in Logan.
Welcome to Pop Culture Kaiju, Jake.
Exactly.
We just been a busted in your ear.
That's so good.
But yeah, other than that, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a fun time.
Next week, right?
Even if it's not the best movie, you know, if it gets me to laugh, that's all a Deadpool movie should do.
Exactly. So.
I wonder how many times they're going to say superhero landing in the second one.
Mm-hmm. Right? Right? Right.
I'm excited for the cab driver.
Dopinder? So good.
He's a homie.
He's a homie. I love him.
What's his name? His real life name?
I don't know. I don't know his actor's name.
He's a comedian.
Is he really?
I want to say a name, but it'll sound racist, so I'm
not. I know who you're thinking about! It's not him, Josh! Alright, next to our next subject, Brian.
I know we wanted to talk a little bit about Ant-Man and the Wasp.
It looks like a really fun movie.
Yeah, we talked about it a little our last episode, but it does look like it's more heavy comedy again. Maybe not as much, which I'm hoping it's less so.
I'm not really
a big fan of like just the all comedy, unless it's Guardians. It can have like a lot of comedy.
Do you want a serious Ant-Man movie?
Huh?
Do you want a serious Ant-Man movie? Though?
You can't have a serious movie and Paul.
If
Rudd
it was
at
Hank
the same Pim, time.
If it was Hank Pym, yes.
Really,
but this is different.
But this is also Hank Pym and Janet Van Dyke's daughter. That's playing the new Wasp, and that's Hope.
Yeah, Hope, yeah.
Although it's not Janet, like I said before in the last podcast, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
I love the Wasp from the comics. I love her blasters. I love that she can turn small and fly.
Oh, yeah, she just looks so good.
Like I don't know if they'll make her big in this movie, because I know the Wasp has trouble actually growing in size.
But she can, though?
She can, but yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
But it's like, it's not like how Ant-Man can just change.
Because
he uses Pym particles or whatever.
Didn't it like kill her once?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
But she doesn't use Pym particles because it's like infused in her.
Yeah.
Is it really?
I don't know. This one I think might just be another suit.
Okay, yeah.
So they might change that.
Yeah.
Because it's not Janet.
But she is in the movie, though.
I think it'll just be a suit, so that she might turn big.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe that's, like, the big twist and one, like, the big moment.
Yeah.
I appreciated Ant-Man and the other guy bragging about how big they
are. Oh, yeah. Goliath?
Goliath. That was a cool little callback. It was like, yeah, he's old just like Hank Pym is, but, like, it's, like, 25 feet, 65 feet.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, they're measuring dicks right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're just like,
so he's I like, don't just appreciate, though, how, I don't know, they like, I don't know, they downplayed Goliath. Goliath was
yeah, 25 feet?
Yeah. Mm. I was like, come on now.
How big did he actually get in the comic books?
It depends.
I don't know the exact number, but he's been like bigger than buildings in New York City.
Oh, so. That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
And.
Yeah, he's not like a character I really want to see, so it's kind of a fun little just nod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not someone I think deserves his own movie. Nothing like that, of course. But yeah, I'm no, like,
never.
He's cool. I think it's cool, like, side character.
Yeah, to exactly. Be in a movie.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, that's
he exists.
Yeah, which is really awesome.
Kind of like how in Thor Ragnarok, they have, like, on the tower, like, you see Beta Ray mm-hmm. Bill's face.
That,
yeah. I hope we do see him, though, eventually.
That is awesome.
But it was a good nod to Planet Hulk.
And yeah. Same with that double-decker head thing. I can't remember its name anymore, but it fought Hulk once.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
on there, too.
Yeah.
That is cool.
But other than that, it looks like a good time. I don't think it's going to be one of my favorites unless they might surprise me.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited for it.
I'm happy the Wasp is finally going to be a thing.
Yeah.
The first Ant-Man was probably one of my favorite Marvel movies when it came out. I loved
it. I thought it was really awesome. Yeah. I thought it was fun.
I watched it like
super underrated.
Four times.
Yeah. And, I love Michael Douglas as Hank Pym. I think he's cool. As like the mentor.
Yeah.
Does he
embody a different Hank Pym from the comics?
Oh yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Is definitely. It? Oh, okay. Yeah. But it's a good. Do you like his interpretation of it?
He's just not Hank Pym.
Oh really?
He's just an old guy. He's the old mentor. That's his role in that.
Yeah.
And I don't see him as Hank Pym. He is Hank Pym in their universe, but to me, he's not Hank Pym.
Okay.
I was a little bit sad that Ant-Man wasn't incorporated into the universe earlier, so that way,
yeah.
When Age of Ultron came out, they could have been. And they could have had the micro.
They could have actually had Hank. If it was Hank Pym, Ant-Man,
mm-hmm.
they could have had him make Ultron with Tony's tech.
Because that's how it worked.
Tony and Jarvis and
like Hulk.
Changing Ultron's origin.
Yeah.
And I actually think Ultron probably would have been a better character that way if they kept him old school.
Yeah.
But
and then they
it's Marvel, and for the most, mostly, until Thanos, they always, like, either their characters were overly serious and forgettable, or they were just too funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ultron had too much personality. Just make him a death bot.
Yeah.
That's what he was.
Much scarier as a death bot.
Except he was really scary during that scene where he's the don't have no strings on me and he rips through himself to scare Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
That was weird because he's supposed to look like more terrifying though, right? I thought it was just weird.
His head is supposed to resemble an ant.
Yeah.
Was it really?
That's what it was supposed to be.
Oh, that's cool.
They changed his head in this.
Yeah.
But he isn't. He's supposed to have like that humanoid Iron Man body
because
it's Tony's tech. But the face was always
I can see it now. I can see it now. Yeah, that's cool.
And they were used more as like a policing force.
Yeah,
for like they're supposed to similar to how Hank Pym is a quote pacifist. I say quote because he does things for the greater good. He breaks that.
Yeah,
but he didn't want them used for. He didn't want Ultron to be used for violence.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it worked for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Skrull were involved with that too at some point, weren't they? Or am I mixing
you're going
things
ahead
up
of yourself.
Yeah.
But
the action sequences in Ant-Man look really awesome.
Yeah, they do some fun things with the like size changes and stuff.
It looks awesome.
Instead of just I'm gonna step on you, squish.
Yeah, it's super creative.
It was awesome.
And who's the villain? Like enlighten me on the villain. They say her name's Ghost.
So Ghost is a dude in the comics.
Okay.
They change it to a female. I don't know why, but if it doesn't affect the character, I don't care.
Yeah.
Who cares?
They make a lot of liberties with these movies from the comics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Marvel anyway. They don't care about gender.
Yeah. But like, what's the agenda of Ghost? Is it like, what's
his? It's not I don't know anything other than that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know like a couple things from Ant-Man and Wasp, but as far as going into who Ghost is, it's not like one of those high tier villains, you know what I mean?
Okay, gotcha.
The only thing I know Ant-Man and Wasp is Avenger based because
mostly
Avenger
based.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I never paid attention directly to
them. So I've seen them work with the Avengers as the original Avengers.
Yeah.
And it is kind of sad. When I was first watching Avengers back in like 2012, I was like, man, I wish the Ant-Man and Wasp were here instead of Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I wish, and I know they wanted Cap in right away. I mean, if they kept it OG, I agree with, put Cap in. It brings more people.
Yeah.
But I really did want them.
How about the real
Avengers? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What's your opinion on Black Widow?
I don't know if I want OG.
On Black Widow? Avengers. Better in the MCU. I don't care about her at all in the comics.
She's a traitor in the comics a lot.
She's just...
she's weird.
There.
Yeah.
She has no personality, really, from, like, most of the comics.
Okay.
MCU Black Widow.
Hawkeye, though, in the comics? Oh, my God. I love Hawkeye.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first movie, when that was, like, released at the time, and he was being controlled by Loki, and it got rid of his entire personality, I'm like... you just killed this character.
Everyone
who doesn't know comics, and it happened. They were like, Hawkeye's pretty lame. And I'm like, you guys don't know Hawkeye.
Yeah, because he's actually...
Age of Ultron kind of helped him, but they also gave him a family, which was weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was weird.
But I love Hawkeye in the comics.
How about in Civil War and Hawkeye?
That was Hawkeye? That felt like Hawkeye.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see the iconic like Ant-Man on the arrow?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, that's a classic right there. Yeah. Shoot Ant-Man on the arrow.
Yeah, people were like,
then he turns giant and just fucks your shit up.
Yeah, it's so sick.
But yeah.
That's most of our thoughts on Ant-Man. Super excited for that movie.
I think it'll be a fun time. I'm excited mostly for the Wasp. Less about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how is it going to integrate into Infinity War. If it is at all.
I think he'll be in part two.
This movie though, like this is Ant-Man Wasp the movie. I wonder if it's going to be in, like,
I hope so.
Call towards Infinity War.
That'd be nice.
Like maybe a post-credits scene.
Here's the plot twist.
Hmm.
Thanos ends up, and if you haven't seen Infinity War, spoiler alert. Starting now. Okay.
Starting now.
Just skip ahead a couple minutes.
We can't say that for sure.
What if? Thanos ends up erasing, like, Hawkeye, Black Widow, and then there's just Ant-Man and Wasp there. That's what I want, guys. It's not gonna happen.
Oh, like, in Ant-Man and Wasp?
Yeah, just be like, here's how it should have started. Get rid of them right there, and then all of a sudden, the Thor, Hulk, Iron Man, Ant-Man, Wasp.
That'd be pretty crazy if it took out...
Oh, but he turns Iron Man's suit back into a garbage can.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much our opinions on
it. That's our opinions on it.
Yeah, super excited for the movie. Can't wait.
Okay.
Next subject.
Solo.
I'm finally...
Talk about it, Jacob.
I'm finally bought into the hype of Solo. Like, I did not want this movie at all, and I still don't really need it. But I'm officially, like, pretty hyped for this movie.
I'll watch it.
Have you seen any of the trailers for it?
I try not to watch trailers anymore.
Oh.
All the time I see trailers.
There's like 50 trailers before a movie starts now.
Yeah.
I think they're getting smarter.
Or TV spots that spoil things.
Yeah.
Call back to Last Jedi.
But, Solo, I'm excited to see Don Glover as Lando Calrissian.
That's exciting.
That's the most exciting thing about that movie.
But if you see like some of the TV spots, like the dude kind of feels like Han Solo. Like he kind of the same. He talks.
I don't know what
mannerisms like him. Like there's mannerisms of Han Solo in him that I can personally.
There's
see.
There's a Han Solo trailer at Avengers, wasn't there? I think that was the.
That was the trailer.
There was official.
Okay, I think so he is the driest, crappiest. Replacement for Harrison Ford.
I feel like you're gonna change your mind. Like, the TV spots I've seen, like, oh, this kind of feels like Han Solo.
No, it doesn't. Young Han Solo is full of hope, and he's like, he's not pessimistic at all. I'm sure you want to take one of these fly machines.
But, I mean, like, I see, like,
No, Chewie, don't die! Wow, I really hope Chewbacca doesn't die in this movie. What a suspenseful scene.
I'm very worried about it.
I'm very worried about Chewbacca. But I've seen some interviews with Solo, but, I heard Chewie's gonna be, like, one, like, actually, like, he's gonna be the most he's ever done in a movie.
Well, he's younger.
He'll be the most he's done since frickin'... the OG trilogy and even the prequels.
I'm so excited to see like Chewie like actually like I was so disappointed in Chewie in Last Jedi.
I was disappointed in The Last Jedi.
This is going to be another episode. I'm excited to talk about it.
One day, you guys are going to hear us rant for an hour. You're going to hear at least me rant for an hour.
And we ranted 3 hours in total, probably, of Last Jedi prior to this podcast.
No, no. Like, when did the movie come out? How long ago?
December 16th?
Yeah, what? December 16th.
So I was like,
I remember that date. I was super excited.
I was hyped as fuck.
Yeah, you guys have been complaining about Last Jedi for like 5 months.
I mean,
yeah, and we go when we start
when your childhood gets a big fat steamy dump on its head, you tend to complain.
But I feel like this is like the perfect Solo is gonna be a good like palate cleanser.
You can't.
I feel like it's. I have some hope for this movie. It looks so fun. It looks so fun.
I'm gonna watch it.
Brandon, we have to watch it. I will watch it with you, Jacob.
I know, but I'm saying...
We'll watch it opening night if you want to.
I feel like it's going to be... Because, you know, it's the original writer for... He's the creator of Han Solo, is writing this movie. And he wrote Empire Strikes Back and Force Awakens.
Really?
He was heavily involved in Force Awakens and Empire Strikes Back.
There's hope.
Yeah. And then people are saying, like, this is the best Star Wars
script. My expectations, I'm keeping them ground level. There's no hype behind this for me.
I'm getting more and more excited.
Maybe I'll be like, holy crap, this was awesome.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know.
I don't expect to.
If you're judging off of their offshoot movies in between the years, I mean...
Jyn Erso is such a good character.
I'm
going to be there.
You and me are actually the minority of Rogue One. Everyone loves Rogue One.
I don't... Yeah,
that's not everyone.
Not everyone.
I mean, like a lot, like majority of people love Rogue One. The mass audience.
Yeah, there's actually Star Wars fans who will put Rogue One above like
Empire.
Episode 6.
Yeah, I was like,
and I'm like, I mean, I get the Ewoks are bad,
but like,
I agree. The Sidious stuff, the Jabba stuff, like really?
Yeah, come on.
Above that,
yeah.
Like none of these characters, I will ever remember their names.
Yeah, I want to know Jyn. I don't even know the Spanish Jyn.
Only one I remember is Jyn Erso. But she's written terribly.
Yeah, and then I K2 just came to mind. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't not like a sassy robot.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
I'm not going in with any hype. I'm going in to watch the movie.
I'm slowly buying into the hype. I'm pretty excited for the movie.
Yeah, I'm very scared.
Because of the background behind it. It's the guy who created Han Solo. He wrote the entire script, and he's the one that he wrote the good parts of Empire and Force Awakens.
I'm excited to see Baldwin.
See, Wilson. I know some people hate
him. He's not bald.
He's got that weird hair thing.
Oh, he does look like a millennial haircut.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
it's true.
I hated Last Jedi, and I just want to like say this like for clarity's sake. I actually liked Force Awakens.
I loved Force Awakens.
I thought it was really cool. Like, here's these new characters. One's an ex-stormtrooper. One's
such
a good pilot,
genius idea.
Somebody has to be the pilot.
Yeah, I love that.
Then you have, like, Rey. And I was super excited for Rey. Even though she beat Kylo, I was like, that's kind of stupid.
But I was like, they'll explain it Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And they don't.
And they don't. Yeah.
So, in case anyone's thinking that because me and Jacob don't like the movie, we're Nazis. I promise we're not.
I don't know. I just wish that they had the story fleshed out before they made the movies. So it could be... So they could work together. Because The Last Jedi trashed so many questions from the
Force Awakens. They're writing it as they go with different directors.
Yeah, I do not appreciate that.
Exactly.
That's terrible. Just do JJ all the way.
Exactly.
He would have wrote his story. He would have made that a continuation. This, to me, wasn't a continuation of The Force Awakens.
It wasn't.
It felt like a reboot of Force Awakens.
Yeah, that's
you know
it's
I'll
weird.
Scrap
and then the third one's going to be a reboot
of Flash Jedi.
With an ending in it. Ooh, and then you're like, oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
And freaking, so the original, the three main characters, I want you to think about something.
Of what?
Poe?
Yeah.
And Rey met at the end of the second movie.
Yep.
Yeah. So now
there
like,
is no group that I care about. There's no companionship like the other movies.
There is no fellowship.
Even with the prequels, which you can complain like a bunch about them, you know, they have their flaws for sure.
Yeah.
And
they all knew each
Skywalker
other by the first
no
movie.
Yeah.
There's a reason you introduce the three... like characters together.
Is it the triple threat? You gotta have the triple threat, and they're not the trio. I mean,
and they each play their own role,
and there's not gonna be any original characters left.
That's true. They
Lando, where's he at though?
I mean, they're gonna have Mark Hamill as a Force Ghost. That's like their saving grace. I'm excited
for a Force Ghost. I still don't.
How about they just didn't kill him?
He didn't have to die in the second movie when he first introduced. He had to be introduced. There was no reason
for that to happen.
I remember we were watching the theater. We were watching it in theater, and everyone's just like, "Did they just kill Luke Skywalker?"
I heard
people... It wasn't something like, okay, this character, like when Han Solo gets stabbed by his son.
Hey, which I think was actually kind of the Solo movie.
No. Let me finish my thought.
How did this turn into complaining about The Last Jedi when you said we'd do it later?
Let me just at least finish this thought.
This will be another
The way
episode.
They killed Han Solo, I thought was like fine, right?
I thought it was
I
liked great. It.
I was like, Han Solo just great. Died.
It was.
It set in me.
Yep.
When Luke died, people were questioning it. Like, it didn't have an impact.
They didn't earn it. That's what you're saying.
They didn't
to say.
Earn it, yeah.
Especially because of how Luke was acting during that whole thing.
Oh my god, yeah. And then, like, literally, the theater was like, did they just kill Luke Skywalker?
It was funny, yeah. Everyone, I saw
it wasn't, in theater. It wasn't, like, in your head, you're just like, wow, they killed that character. It was, people were like,
there was, like,
asking each other, like, did Luke just die?
Yeah, I remember that. I heard people.
How do you kill the hero of the original Star Wars in a way that people are questioning if he died or not?
Yeah, like I said, like, it's not like you killed, it's not like you, we were...
Everyone was like, he's gonna die either this movie or next.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's totally fine if Luke dies, but, like, you didn't earn him dying.
What a crappy way.
Especially because he didn't...
To end his last movie.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, and...
He didn't teach her anything.
If he was gonna die, he had to...
He didn't know anything. Yeah. Right?
You're gonna do the three trials. What three trials?
And then it all came back to moving rocks.
But even the two didn't feel like she was learning the Force.
She didn't learn anything. She didn't learn anything.
No, I would have been perfectly fine with his death after he opened her eyes to something. Not just, all I know about the Force is that I move rocks. And then at the end of the movie, she moves rocks.
I think everyone was going to go into it.
Glamorous way, too. Yeah. It's like 100 rocks. A boulder rocks. You know?
Yeah. And, like, everyone, it wouldn't make sense. Everyone was like, you know... Luke probably will see the flaws of the Jedi. Everyone was totally ready for him to be like a gray Jedi.
Yeah, I was so excited.
Anything like that is totally fine. But to be like this suicidal piece of garbage on an island, it was just like...
Yeah.
Are you just shitting on him to shit on him?
That's not good text!
It's not good. Surprises don't make good writing. There has to be a reason for a surprise.
Yeah. Like when he throws a lightsaber, dude, my heart, I was like... You heard me gasp. You hear me gasp? I was like...
You threw Anakin's lightsaber?
You threw your papa's lightsaber that you haven't seen in 30 years?
Yeah, they don't even, like... The only prequel mention that they have is actually when Luke, like, says that the Jedi lost because of their own hubris, right?
They mentioned Darth Sidious, the actual name, Darth Sidious. That was awesome. I thought it was so
And cool. that Vader came to be because of the Jedi's
the hubris.
Of
the Jedi. I thought it was so cool.
I was like, talk about other things?
I know, I gotta keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. Tell me your wise words, Master Luke.
Man, in that movie, as soon as he threw that lightsaber, I was like, oh no, baby, what is you doing? Is this where this movie's going?
Yeah, right? But yeah, I was like, oh god. Yeah, I was literally, oh god, what's happening? But my biggest gripe, if I put one gripe about The Last Jedi, was we didn't learn anything new about Star Wars.
No, that's the problem. The Force Awakens ended, and you had a bunch of questions you were looking forward to being answered in the next two movies.
Yeah.
And then the second movie happens, and they just dunk all the answers away into the garbage.
But what is that movie-making law? It's like, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a basic storytelling thing. If in Act 1 you introduce a gun into the room...
Okay.
That should serve a purpose.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you do nothing with the gun, why did you even show it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That whole movie is basically...
Here's a gun
that could kill someone, or like something big, right?
Yeah.
Let's introduce these big things, and it just sits on the table.
Yeah, and it's like,
imagine a murder mystery where there's like this gun, and it just sits on a table the whole movie.
And you're just like, there's no point of this gun. And,
yeah.
Yeah. I was like, why'd you bring the gun into the room?
The whole movie, you're like, what is the gun? What? There's a gun there.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna come into play.
And then every time they turn your head away and you look back at the table, there's another gun.
Yeah. They just keep putting more guns
on the table.
Yeah, but back to what I said, though, is every Star Wars movie, we learn something new about the lore of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Think about it. Prequels, we learned a lot of new lore. Original trilogy, new lore. But Force Awakens, new lore.
We all ignore midichlorians.
We do.
And then they do deep dives into the lore, into the animated series, and all this stuff.
Which is so good. Show.
Which is a perfect way to just continue.
Yeah, because
I don't want all these Star Wars movies. Give me series, give me books, give me other forms of media. But I always felt like the movie should just be...
It's like, it's the grand...
An episodic trilogy.
It's like a masterpiece. You can't make, like, masterpieces every year. No. It's impossible. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
It's impossible.
People are going to get fatigued soon.
Yeah, and they cease to be masterpieces.
Yeah.
And
Star Wars is slowly becoming not
I think special. It's already ceased to be a masterpiece.
It's not special anymore.
I don't think it's special anymore.
So, yeah. Last Jedi was my, like...
If they just kept it, like, 7, 8, 9... And, like, despite 8 being bad or not, like, it was, like, those are those movies, right?
Yeah.
Here's the next three. It took how many years, etc.
It's like seeing, like, a comet come by. Like you know, like, those Halley's Comet? Like, come by every, like, 70 years. Like, it's coming. It's here.
I was confused about Yoda. Why was Yoda the crazy Yoda and not...
Hey, fellow Finnabusters. This is Jacob from Pop Culture Kaiju. Sorry to interrupt our man Josh in the episode here. However, due to technical difficulties, we lost the rest of our segment. Yeah, I know, it sucks. However, we will get better at this, so please bear with us. Regarding the segment that was lost, we talked about anime and video games that we are currently invested in. We talked about our current favorite anime, My Hero Academia. Y'all need to watch that anime. If you guys haven't heard or seen My Hero Academia, you guys are sleeping on it. It's great. It's so good. I can't recommend it enough. We also talked about the current video games that we're playing and recommending. Me personally, I'm playing Horizon Zero Dawn. I know I'm late to the game, but it's fantastic. It's so good. So good. I can't wait to finish it. Anyways, we'll talk about all these subjects in further detail in a future episode / episodes. Hope you're enjoying our small show and hope you guys stick with us. Catch us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and of course, Anchor, at Pop Culture Kaiju. Thanks for tuning in, and please subscribe. My name is Jacob, and I'll catch you guys later.